In this passage from Matthew, Jesus looks forward to the day when he will sit on his throne of glory, when all people everywhere will be gathered before him. And Jesus tells us that he will separate the people, much like a shepherd will separate sheep from goats. The sheep he will, in honor, place on his right, while the goats will be placed on his left. And on that day, Christ the King will call those on his right blessed, while those on his left will be called cursed. And then looking at those on his right, Jesus will say to them, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me. For just as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." I have a question for you. What makes a sheep a sheep? What makes a sheep a sheep? Are the sheep in this passage in Matthew, are they sheep because of the works they have done? Or is there some other reason that causes them to be sheep? Are the sheep blessed because they fed the hungry? Because they clothed the naked? Took care of the sick, or is there something else? Our passage from Ezekiel and the context out of which it comes helps us to understand what's going on in Matthew. First, the context. When the prophet Ezekiel first began preaching and prophesying to the people of Israel were in their darkest days. Things were very bleak for them. They had broken God's covenant with him. They had fallen into idolatry. They didn't do the things of the law that they should be doing. They didn't serve one another. They didn't love one another. They didn't take care of those who were in need. If one were to liken their covenant with God to that of a marriage, they were really the worst kind of adulterers. They were utterly and fully unfaithful to the Lord their God, their husband, their caregiver. And so because of this, God sent prophets to his people, like Ezekiel. Prophets who foretold the punishment that would come to them if they continued to break the covenant with God. And they foretold that punishment would come in the form of invasion and in destruction. They foretold that the temple would be destroyed, that Jerusalem would be utterly sacked and ruined, and that all the best and brightest of the people would be taken hostage, taken from their land, from their families, into a foreign place, away from what God had given them. Now this destruction didn't just come out of nowhere. God told them that it would happen, that this was the consequences of breaking the covenant, disobeying God's commands. God gave the people prophets, showed them miracles, sent leaders to convince them to change their ways, to remain faithful to God. But nothing worked. They were not faithful. They remained obstinate and sinful. Their hearts really were made of stone. They were cold, hard, and dead. In many ways, this is like us. And we talked about this a little bit in adult Bible study this morning, how we keep sinning. We just can't help it. We keep going against the Lord our God. Even things that we know are wrong, that we just don't want to do, we still do. We are obstinate people. We are, well, like stupid sheep many times. And we continue doing things the wrong way. The people of God, despite all the messages that God gave them through the prophets, through signs and wonders, disobeyed and broke their covenant with God. Yet, despite all of this, God still refers to them as sheep in this passage from Ezekiel. So again, I ask, what makes a sheep a sheep? How does one become a sheep? See, the people broke their end of the deal. But God, who is faithful, did not. And we've seen this as we've studied Genesis in adult Bible study, that God is constantly faithful despite people not being faithful. In Ezekiel, God promises to give the people a new heart, a heart that is not made of stone, but a heart made of flesh. He promises to establish a new covenant with them, one kind of without conditions. Listen to what God says he will do in Ezekiel 34, and listen to who is promising, who is the instigator of the action, and who is the receiver of the action. I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them and bring them into their own land. I will feed them with good pasture. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured. I will strengthen the weak. I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. There's a lot of I's in there, aren't there? And when it's God saying that, it's a good thing, at least in this passage. What makes a sheep a sheep? What made the children of Israel the children of Israel? What made them sheep? It wasn't anything they did. The people of God did nothing to distinguish themselves from the people around them. As sinners, we have done nothing to make ourselves sheep. In fact, even the best of us cannot stand up to God's law. Listen to what James chapter 2 says to this. Whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. In other words, if you even break the smallest bit of the commandments, you break it all. You are accountable to all of it. If we were to be invited into the fellowship of God, based on what we have done for God or for other people, we wouldn't quite make it. Jesus says, whatever you do to the least of these, you do it for me. And let's face it, there are always least of these who we miss out on, and frankly, who we despise. What makes a sheep a sheep? It isn't a what, it's a who. By the mercy and grace of God alone, the people of Israel were made sheep. And it all comes down to the fact that God chose them to be his people. God plucked them out, chose them to be his sheep. That these people would be the ones that he would be faithful to, that he would make promises to. In his mercy, God held up his end of the covenant and told his people that he would give them new hearts. that he would take their hearts of stone and turn them into hearts of flesh. As people baptized into Christ, you have been given a heart of flesh. You have been invited to be in God's flock. You have been made a sheep of his own pasture. And Jesus Christ is our good shepherd, the one who willingly lays down his life for his sheep. We are not called sheep because of the works we do for the hungry, the poor, the weak, the prisoner. We are called sheep because Christ has claimed us and names us such. In baptism, he promised us life and salvation through the forgiveness of sins, won for us by him on the cross. In baptism, we are called blessed, and we are made righteous. And in faith, we cling to those promises. It is faith in Christ that makes us sheep, nothing else. And through those words of Isaiah, we read the words of Matthew. Our works are evidence of our faith. They are not the cause of it. Notice that those whom Christ the King places on his right are kind of surprised by what he says of them. They respond, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry, gave you food or thirsty, gave you something to drink? When was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? When was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" The natural expression of faith is good works. Faith is not the cause of our salvation. Works is not the cause of our salvation. It is the result of what Christ has done for us. And as sheep, we go out and do those things because Christ first loved us. By faith in Christ alone, we are saved. And the happy result of that salvation is a good thing for the world because we go out and we serve. We are called to serve as sheep, to give evidence of our salvation, to do the charitable works of love for the benefits and to the privilege of our neighbors and our world around us. Let us pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that in baptism you have named us child, that you have called us sheep and claimed us for your flock. We thank you for Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life for us lowly sheep. We pray, Lord, that you would send us to do your works, the things that you have called us to do before the foundation of the world itself, to use our talents, our gifts, to serve you and to serve others. Lord, we pray too that as we choose our mission of the month for the month of December, that you would have your hand upon that mission and that we would bless them in whatever ways we can. We pray this in your name.